Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pronyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells, and if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. ¶¶ And welcome back. We have Kelby Smith here from His Advocates. And Kelby, you've got a lot of videos up. There's the latest thing that's really shocked me was the commission in Europe that came up with the penalty for people that say or do things they don't like, a financial penalty. We see the social media here, YouTube and Facebook, are saying if you raise issues they don't like, whether it's Sandy Hook or conspiracy theories about 9/11, they're going to ban you. We're seeing more and more of the corporate citizenship of people challenged. And also, they're moving many states and countries toward a cashless system where the cyber state, in fact, is going to control you. Now, people don't realize that this has been in layers. Its first layers go way back to 1860, as you mentioned, with martial law. It was upped. The ante was upped in 1913 when they set up the U.S. Federal Reserve System in America on Christmas Eve. Then it was upped even further with the declaration of martial law in 1933, and the gold standard was changed. And then we had a further upping of it after 9/11 with the Patriot Act, and now Patriot Act 2 in pieces since 9/11. So the dawn of the cyber age is really going to crush people, isn't it? And people don't realize, as a corporate citizen of the United States, you need to get out and become a state citizen of the United States of America. It's a two different parallel worlds, isn't it?
Absolutely. Hey, on that Sandy Hook issue, anybody who wants to understand that it was a false flag, it's pretty simple. You just go to the FBI website, or you Google 2012 murder rates FBI statistics, and go to you're gonna look for, I forget the name, Newtown, Connecticut. That's it, Newtown, Connecticut. And you'll see in 2012 there was zero murders in Newtown, Connecticut, which is I think it was December 12th, 2012, where reportedly, Sandy Hook, there was a bunch of children and a couple teachers killed by that kid named Adam, who was a son of a CIA agent. But nobody was killed. The sheriff actually came out and said what is being purported on news media is actually incorrect. But the nail in the coffin is the FBI website, which shows there are zero murders for 2012. For Newtown, Connecticut, which is unexplainable if you have an event like Sandy Hook.
Exactly. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It's not.
By the way, I've had Jim Fetzer on
the air.
I've had Jim Fetzer on the program, and I've actually got the documents from the FBI that was a war game simulation that the school was closed down. Now, the same thing with 9/11. These people in Europe are saying they're going to actually go after conspiracy theorists to prove 9/11. Look. 3 years ago, I tried to do radio toxicology in the World Trade Center, and so I contacted a laboratory in Japan. Now, this is after many years of trying different labs. I tried my alma mater, Dalhousie in Halifax, Nova Scotia, sister of Harvard. I tried people in Ontario and Vancouver. I tried labs in Geordie Lab across America, all the different labs. I tried labs in Britain, Germany, France, Spain, everywhere, and they all turned me down when they found out I was wanting to test World Trade Center debris. The last lab was Tokyo 3 years ago. You know what they said? The U.S. State Department told the Tokyo lab, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle. Now, I have debris from the World Trade Center. I actually have the U.S. geological data from their own laboratories from the government. And it showed 55 higher levels of tritium than normal in a Building 6, the mall area. And we know that more than 45% of the building was actually turned into an atomic vapor. It was vaporized because of the surge of energy caused by micronukes and RDX. We know, actually, that the same technology was used in the Murrah building because much of the Murrah building was destroyed. In fact, one of the five munitions guys, he broke down and told me because he thought he was exposed to radiation. And when I told him I'd do special tests on him, he was happy I did. But he had a loose tongue at a bar near Fort Carson. And after they court-martialed him, they hauled me into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital in 1995 and fired me and gave me death threats. Now, my life and my experience is not open to anybody's damned opinion. I went through living hell with a young family being told that I'm fired and also death threats. And I said, look, I'm a tough guy. You're going to give me $50,000 in severance, and you're going to give me a letter of reference so I can get another job. And if you come in with 500 miles of me and my family, I have friends in Delta Force and Special Op, and I'll take you out, Major Swinder, and you, board members. The next day, I got the letter of reference and the $50,000. So if you don't think this is serious, and you don't think that citizenship, to get away from the corporate citizenship, because in 3 or 4 or 5 years, when they can actually hack through 5G network into your cortex, and your kid's asking for video games and a cortical interface helmet to play video games like Jumanji, and actually doesn't need eyes or ears, can literally hack directly to his cortex, we're deep in trouble. And people don't realize, if you don't get out of Babylon, where the Babylonian system goes right back to Nimrod in the book of Genesis, but the last layers are hacking into your intentions of your heart, your soul, your mind. And we're caught in a corporate citizenship thing where they're chattelizing every property. We talked about this with Deborah Tavares. Every piece of property in America is being chattelized. It's actually being turned into a, a commodity. In fact, it was a commodities company, and I have a video up, a link up from about over a year and a half ago of a lady, an accountant in Arizona, discovered that the Chinese were working with the world government people to commoditize every single thing in the world, whether it's, crayfish in New England or land in Texas or whatever. But the only people who couldn't buy these commoditized units, right, crypto units, were Americans because they wanted everybody else in on the game. And people don't realize this game is one of many games going on to literally cinch us down and totally control us. People don't get that, do they?
No, it's hard. It's a conspiracy theory that is actually a conspiracy fact. And when you start to realize as a Christian man or woman that you grow up with it and it's disclosed to you that you owe X amount per family to to the United States Corporation, and the reality is being a shareholder and or an employee of the United States, you're the surety and the collateral and the guarantee against the debt. And if you don't believe that, it's outlined. It's plain and simple in the Trading with the Enemy Act, the Buck Act, the Social Security Administrative Act, and these things that were done 70, 80 years ago.
Right.
And so now they've gotten a little bit smarter about it, Bill, where, and you've mentioned this before, where they take that deposit. And I want you to really think about this, because this is a very tough pill to swallow. But when you look at the facts in law, it's indisputable. And so they take, that mom, that father that just had a baby, they're creating a live-born record. And the mom is listing the mother and the father at the top, but on the signature line, it says parent and informant. If you read the definition of parent, you're a judicially decreed guardian. So you're accepting that. Instead of saying mom on the signature line, they gave a legal term, changed it to parent. So you can lose the judicial guardianship, which you've agreed to be, and you are being assigned the judicial guardianship by signing your signature, which, understand, a signature is one that can attest the validity of the instrument. That is absolutely an instrument, because it gets put on 32-pound watermark banknote paper from American Banknote Company or Pacific Banknote Company, and it gets turned into a birth certificate. Certificate is absolutely what? Monetized. And so now your life equivalent through the word identity, and because your mom was signing as the parent and the informant, informant is one who turns one over.
Right.
Takes the life equivalent of you, they place it into the public at the county recorder, nobody comes and stakes a claim, the state becomes the owner of that quote-unquote life equivalent, that person, that little person.
Wow.
With a certificate.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's now, a fact in law. They don't even hide it. They call them registered organizations.
Right.
Corporations.
I think what people don't understand, this is so involved with the law, by the way. All of the biggest fault in America is we have too many non-Christian attorneys. If you're really a Christian, a believer, you'd realize that the law is an atheistic, luciferic system to control the property of the population. And most people don't realize, this is a quote from the law, I have cousins that are lawyers, is that 90% of the law is property. 90%. 10% is regulation. And property rights mean they've turned you, literally physically, into a piece of property for the corporation of the United States. You don't even have the right to own the land underneath your home. You have a mortgage or death grip on the home on top of the property, but you don't own the land underneath it unless you get from the original title owner of the land the transfer of that property title to you, right?
Yeah, and you have to be buying land. You can't be buying property. And people think they're synonymous, and they sound alike, And just like the United States sounds like the United States of America, it sounds alike. But the grip of the enemy, meaning the power structure, the powers to be, the shot callers, control the purse strings of this corporate Congress, and they've made the people, the state citizens, become employees and stockholders of the United States Corporation, which makes them the surety against the bad spending habits of the Federal Reserve and the 13 banking families controlling the world. Let's just put it in law. Let's get our Congress to sign off on it that we're going to donate $1.5 million per year per person in 1935 through the Social Security Administrative Act. You can find it about page 650, somewhere around there, of that act. And you'll see that that's what happens, is that life equivalent gets paid to the state. And the state starts working at it from a corporation standpoint through the sub-corporations known as the counties, through the municipalities, which is a corporation, through the towns, the boroughs. They're all corporations. Through the courts. The courts are corporations. Everything is a corp. It all trickles up to the banks. And the banks have leveraged this through the Federal Reserve Act to make them be the winner no matter what. They did what? They got the right to print money, and they charge us an interest on our own money. And now we're at a point where the interest minimum payment is far greater than what is taken in on taxes.
Right. In fact, by the way, that Trump mentioned this when he was running in 2016 to get rid of the Federal Reserve System. And if you said if we did with the size of the economy, we could write off the national debt in 10 years. But guess what? They beat him down and said, no, don't you dare talk about that. They probably threatened his family as well. People don't understand what's really going on here. All the wars, all the control is banker. And the word bail is a Luciferic Druidic term, meaning the one who's allowed to own property under Lucifer. Do you know that?
No.
The bails are tied in with the Bar Association. All of the Western nations, including even Russia and China, have British Authorized Registry. They are registered bails or ones who are allowed to own property. Did you know that?
That's new.
You didn't know that, eh?
No.
Even I'm trying to give you a religious side of this, because what people need to understand is this: our world is run by what's called the Druidic Council of 13. Now, the Druids go back many, many tens of thousands of years. They have been running the world for Lucifer for a long time. What's happened is all of the public religions have different faces, but infiltrated into every religion, including Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, even transhumanism, is, behind the scenes, Druidism. Did you know that? Everything on Earth is run by the Druids. They call them the Ancient Wise Ones. Every agency has representatives, like the Vatican, the Fed Reserve, the corporate the United Nations. They're all just different seats on the board, and the head seat is run by what's called a Pindar, which means literally the penis of the dragon. And the penis of the dragon goes right back to the Chitahuri of South Africa. That's what they call them. And down in South Africa, the shamans there, the Naga of Oceania, of China and Japan in ancient times, tens of thousands of years ago, and the Dagon of the Palestinians, who worshipped the amphibious reptilian gods that came down from the star system Orion. These are alien ET demonic beings that are running the show. And if they're not running it physically, they're running it transdimensionally through physically inhabiting the physical bodies of our leaders. For example, Hillary Clinton, she is a woman of clay and iron. Clay, human flesh. Iron, the transdimensional entity that her parents and her other people in her coven literally cursed her with to be indwelt by. People don't know this, do they?
That's crazy. Yeah, but
it's the ultimate reality. People don't understand. That's why pedophilia, human sacrifice, not only baby body parts, but babies and children. These billionaires have got yachts and go, and they purchase children for human sacrifice on their yachts. Do you know that?
Yes, and I did know that. There's an interview where the guitar player for Scorpions was drunk. And he was being interviewed by TMZ, and when he was drunk, he was like talking about a ritualistic party that they would invite him to because he was a popular musician at the time, 20 years ago.
And they assume all the heavy metal rockers are Satanists, and it's not a universal truth.
Yeah.
And if you're drunk, you might just start talking about it because you don't take anything seriously, even Satanism. Right? Lose tongue, they say, in the British Navy, they say, you lose tongue, ship sinks ships. When we come back, I want to hear more of your story because people need to know the higher and lower reality of what's going on, and it's devilishness.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. For the whole family.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radicals, H2 Plex,
and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's our CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Put it over and send the signal over to Rance.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going live now. So we are coming back. So I was just talking to Kelby about his show. He'll be actually launching a show on the network very soon, probably in a matter of a couple of days. I just reset up the show schedule. Your show is going to be 4 to 5 Pacific time, which is 3 hours later on the East Coast, Monday to Friday. You're going to teach people this, because what people don't realize, and we're talking about this similarly with Dr. Dan Royal, who's also an attorney and a naturopathic doctor and a DO, natural MD. And he runs a clinic for stem cell therapy and all kinds of advanced research in cancer and so on. He's just an amazing guy. Now, what he's talked about is the other side of corporate, where we basically want to get away from the regulatory structure of state licensing medical boards and the federal tax structure and everything else. I mean, it's all designed to impoverish us. The actual amount of capital and money that Americans have made over, let's say, the last century is in the hundreds of trillions of dollars. And it's been stolen by billionaires and trillionaires and by the government, who's literally put it even on the stock market. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. We should not have any debt at all. It's ridiculous that America, the richest country in the world, has any debt. It's ridiculous that we talk about not being able to afford universal health care or have good infrastructure. When you go to the third or second world countries, their infrastructure is way better than ours. Go to Japan. Go to China. Look at their new cities. Go to Astana, Kazakhstan. It's disgusting how we're running this country now, isn't it?
You know, and here's the thing. People don't, you said something, we're not in debt. And look, if people want to examine the truth, when you look at the CAFRs, the CAFR reports, Certified Audit Financial Reports, that every municipality, every county, every corporation, meaning all the what are called public franchises. That's a governmental public, is a public franchise. And so they're telling you it's designed to make a profit. It's you go to court, you see the sign on the door, open for business at 8:30 a.m. Right. The courtroom door has open for business at, it's a business center. And so when I was taking my examination for my broker's license, one of the things that really blew me away that I got wrong on the practice exam was, are you required to register something in the county recorder to show proof of a transfer of title? And the answer was no. They can't, because that word registration is you're giving your property over in lieu of a benefit for something back, and it's a certificate of title, or it's a, like for, you know, you're handing your live born record, you're getting a birth certificate back. You're handing your MSO, your manufacturer statement of origin for your new truck you just bought, and you're getting, and that goes to the state, and you're getting back a certificate of title. It's not title, it's a certificate of title. It's certifying that they are holding title. And so what they have done is, like you said, chattelizing every single thing that has any value in this world, in this nation. They have taken it under the color of, you know, operating as the governmental body. Remember, they're not the government from a perception of people they are, but they are a corporation that's acting in the worst possible interest of its people, of its shareholders, as we could ever imagine. These guys are methodically stripping this nation for the power structures to bring about the Babylonian system or the New World Order, or call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It's a fact in law. And that's the whole thing. I can point to anybody to show them where they are the surety. And what does the Bible say? You're not to be the surety. So why did we take that with such a grain of salt when literally we're mirroring through Operation Paperclip, with the hiring of the 1,500 SS soldiers from Nazi Germany to try to understand and form the CIA and manipulate and do the same thing here that they were able to do over there in 10, 15 short years.
Right. And by the way, there's a thing called the High Castle, which is a show on Amazon. And the High Castle is an alternative universe where the Nazis did not lose. I want to break it to people, but they may not realize this. The Nazis didn't lose the Second World War. Did you know that?
Well, I don't think... this is my personal opinion, but there's a lot of evidence that...
Well, let me explain what I mean by that, and I'm going to color it. Okay. The nuclear materials that we dropped in the Fat Boy on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, half of the nuclear materials were from Germany as part of the deal to transfer 100,000 scientists, technicians, politicians, and agents. 100,000 plus. And if you go around America, the OSS, which is our intel agency, is totally a transplant from Nazi Germany. People don't know that. Our space program is completely transplant from Nazi Germany. A lot of our high-tech stuff was actually just transplant directly from Nazi Germany. So people don't understand this. There's an original organization called the Thule, T-H-U-L-E, which is a spiritualistic, religious, luciferic society that goes back hundreds of years in Austria and Germany. And really? They were channeling transdimensional entities to get technology such as the Mercury Boundary Zone Higgs boson anti-gravity vehicles called the Foo Fighters. I took care of pilots flying from Britain, Canada, and America that chased these guys at hyperspeeds and many times Mach speed and made right-angle turns that would tear your head off back 75 years ago in the Second World War. So what people don't understand here is that what's really going on... Let's see. Somebody's ready to call me here. So what's going on right now is that people don't understand there's multiple levels of reality. There's a physical level we call the entropic level of our physical universe. There's a spiritual level where you're unveiling it, that behind the corporate thing there's this unveil of Luciferianism and Druidism and high-level masonry. And then there's a supernatural level of evil that the average mortal mind can't conceive because it's not part of their worldview. They've been told and beaten down by their pastors, their teachers, their parents. Don't ask those questions. And the problem is, it's very, very real. For example, one of the guys I was pulling up in my old database here of names is Nick Bryant, an author of the Franklin scandal. You know about the Franklin scandal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
What people need to understand here, this is not a conspiracy theory. In fact, if you get two or three guys together and decide to make burgers on a Saturday, or they're going to do a business deal, or decide to go bowling together, that's a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. So let's face it, that everything, whether it's for good, like making burgers, or making a dirty business deal, or a Masonic oath to Lucifer, they're all conspiracies, aren't they?
Yep.
And what's going on now, we don't have even public government. We have the play of elected officials. In fact, right now you see this going on, and it's so bad that even the various factions...
That's why they call them an act of Congress. It's an
right,
act.
For example, an act of Congress. Just like it basically is, I call the mystery schools are basically distracting us. For example, Donald Trump is a well-intentioned guy, but I'm going to just say this because people on both sides are going to get offended by me, but I'm going to say it anyway. Donald Trump is a good man. He has a white hat, Royal Irish, Scottish Rite Mason, but he's doing the definition of evil. To do what is right in your own eyes by Genesis 3 is the definition of evil. Now, he's doing good things to the economy because he's brought down regulations and enviromaniac stuff and everything, but he doesn't fully understand the level of the negativity and power against him. He doesn't. Even as a 33rd degree, 11th level illumination Mason, he doesn't understand this fully. And what he doesn't understand is that there's people on the left and the right in his own party that are trying to attack him. Not because they don't want his version of the New World Order, it's because it doesn't matter what version, every bottle in the Walmart of Luciferianism has a stamp on it approved by Satan. Now, what Trump is doing right now is he's dealing, for example, one of the guys that's in his opposition, Schultz, owns the coffee company. What's it called? Starbucks.
Right.
Now, it makes me want to go out and buy a Starbucks now, because this guy's saying, I'm a business conservative but a social liberal. And he got attacked so violently after he made his statements in public to the crazy Democrats that they're almost certainly, because he says, I'm a billionaire, I'm going to run independent if I don't get support from the party. Great, please. I'd rather contribute money to make sure the bugger runs, because we need Trump back in there, because Trump's well-intentioned, but he's still a wooden president. I call him Trump Pinocchio. If I could get a talk with you and me and other great people that really understand what's going on, and we could get through to Trump, we could make the man start doing good things. Number one, in my list of things to do, is number one, get America the hell out of the Fed Reserve system. Number two, have a system of not expanded government, but make affordable health care by allowing cross-state transfer competition, and get rid of state licensing medical boards and have national ones that are not tied to government. We want to fix the economy? You got to make sure the transnational corporations sell products here. We can tax them anywhere in the world. They'll move their production back here tomorrow. I mean, we do these things because globalists have their vision of the future, which is very bad. We also want to make sure these intel agencies like the SAD, that's a breakoff of the CIA that was constructed near in the Second World War, but it got its increased powers by President Kennedy trying to call it. And when he tried to increase the powers, they actually turned on him, and along with the other parties, including the Mafia and the Israeli Mossad that wanted to have nuclear materials for their weapon systems, they killed him. So he ticked off a lot of people, not just one, and Lyndon Baines Johnson met in the House the night before they killed him at the Dealey Plaza. People need to know this stuff. They don't, do they?
They don't know anything. They know what they're being told, and they think that anybody that goes against what's being told to them on CNN or Fox News is an absolute...
Let's put it this way. I'm old enough, and I've had classified access enough. Did you know that I saw the Parker Memorial complete pathology and autopsy report on JFK's brain and gunshot wounds before it got classified? I saw everything back in the 70s before it got classified. Wow. I have contacts still inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and CENTCOM, but I had above top secret clearance. I know more and talk about more about publicly about classified projects than any other human being in human history. There is nobody even close like Alex Jones or any of these other yahoos out there that think they know what I know. They don't know anything, and I only talk about 10% of what I know. Some of it's so far out, I don't even want to go there unless I think it's going to help people to start even prepping. For example, if you even prep just for 2 months to have electricity, food, and self-protection, you better damn well do it and get out of the big cities, because one of the schemes these maniacs want to do is cut off the power. One of the schemes they want is climate disasters because they're weaponizing the upper atmosphere. I was the civil aviation examiner for the Aurora Space Fleet that flies our drones, or a Hercules C-130, from Aurora, Colorado to 40,000 feet and puts out drones to fly up and put nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum to weaponize the upper atmosphere for scalar satellites to control our weather and trigger off geotectonic events. I know everything. I don't know some of it. Dr. Deagle's not a normal species. I'm a, you know, the cat in the hat. Well, think of me as the guy with lots of hats. I have a medical doctor hat, a prophetic hat, a geopolitical classified access hat, a scientific hat, an astronomer hat, a hat for astrophysics and advanced quantum physics. Yeah, I got lots of hats. So that's why people are a little terrified of calling in Dr. Deagle and saying, well, I disagree with you, Deagle. Look, I love disagreeable people. I beg you to be disagreeable and call in and let's dialogue. In fact, call the show here right now, 844-769-2944. Three rules. Number one, no ad hominem attacks or be my guest. Number two, stay on topic. Number three, ask really good questions. But people don't. They're terrified. The last time I had a really good caller that disagreed with me was with a medical doctor, disagreed about vaccines 7 years ago. And I did an intellectual vivisection, which means like a live autopsy, intellectually on air with no anesthetic. And believe me, Dr. Deagle thinks faster than most human beings could ever even imagine. And I have a photographic memory. And if you want to play hardball with Dr. Deagle, it's going to get freaking painful. Now, I'm a kind person, and I'll die for you, but I won't put up a centillion of crap from anybody, not even God himself. And that's why God takes me seriously, because I take him seriously. But we're really in deep trouble, and people that don't pursue the truth, they're not truly a believer. If you don't seek the truth, you cannot call yourself a believer in the Most High God. You can't. If you don't get out of Babylon, when you know the corporate structures made you a catalyzed piece of property, you're going to be captured when your kids get mind control helmets and hack into the cyberspace, and some of them will say, hey, you know what? I want to be hung on wires like the movie Coma 20 years ago, and hanging on wires be put in suspended animation for millennia where I live in cyberspace. You don't need to live in the physical world anymore. If you don't think that's coming, you're an idiot. Right? It's not decades away, it's years away.
It's already here with Fortnite and these different games they're playing. They're disappearing for 10, 12 hours, some of these kids, and they're creating a whole other life for themselves where they're not afraid or they can create the look that they want, the appeal they want. They can fight, and they can, you know, it's an amazing thing. And then they play movies on time. Just came out with the Spielberg movie about them living
exactly
in the world.
Yeah, people want to believe it. They say, "Diggle, is there anybody like you?" No, none of these big shot so-called radio or TV hosts anywhere on the networks anywhere is even in my same class. And I'm not doing that to boast. I'm telling you, I'm a big target. I need a lot of prayer, man. I'll tell you, the devil's tried to kill me many times.
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust?
a medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back. So, Kelby, you're going to be doing a show very soon. We'll probably have you launch in the next few days. So my guess is either this week or early next you'll be able to do your Radio.co show. We're going to have all kinds of options. For those people who are hosts, they can actually insert a commercial on their own show or across the Radio.co network or even here on my show that's broadcast out of Rents that goes through all our podcast platforms, including TuneIn, iTunes, Speaker, Stitchers, Patreon, TuneIn, Google+, Alexa, everything. And we're going to get the word out, and they're not going to stop Deagle. They're not. They would like to stop Deagle, and I have a lot of people praying for him, because even last week when I tried to transition away from Genesis, I got hit with something real bad. I don't know if it's a directed energy weapon or something, but, man, I was falling to the left. My right side of my body went numb. I started getting some double vision in my left eye. I'm recovering because of a lot of prayer and supplements. But I'm going to tell you, if I didn't have all the armamentarium of all the supplements and a lot of prayer for people praying for me, the devil wanted to take me out. 5 years ago, I almost died. And God saved me, and the things I learned from that helped me save other people's lives. So I'm an overcomer. And that's what God wants people like you are. You're an overcomer. You're a broker that overcame and realized, holy cripes, look at the system they have here. This is so damned evil, people can't see it. It's like a Paul Bunyan lion. So damn big, you can't believe that his big blue, you know, his big giant steer exists. But it does. Damn it. And you're not going to get the pastors of the churches or your politicians to tell you this. Even though they're going to Bohemian Grove to a 120-foot-tall owl and worshiping on it, and actually in the past actually sacrificing children on the arms of the owl, just like ancient times with the days of Bullock and Moloch, the all-seeing owl, where they would literally lay children on that were conceived by lascivious sex 9 months earlier in a Druidic Canaanite ceremony. And if they didn't have a baby, they would put sweetbread for the Queen of Heaven on the arm, shaped like little boys and girls, like gingerbread babies. People don't know this stuff, do they?
It's horrible.
They don't know that the druids still do this stuff and do these sacrifices. That's why children disappear by the hundreds of thousands in America. They're sacrificed. That's horrible. Why I look at this Mayor Cuomo. What a monster. And he says he's a Catholic? And they're not even, the cardinals aren't even talking about excommunicating son of a bitch. That's crazy. You can not only abort up to the moment of delivery, they don't even need to have a medical training to do abortions, but then if the baby's born live, either from a botched abortion when it didn't kill them, they're allowed to kill the baby afterward. Do you know that Barack Obama voted to have similar bills up to 3 years after you're born to be a post-delivery abortion to kill you? Did you know that? In the state legislature before he got presidency, because he's a devil. When Barack Obama traveled around and said, yes, we can, in reverse speech, and says, thank you, Satan. If you don't realize these people are indwelt by transdimensional entities, and because I have second sight, which is like Edgar Casey, it's not a guess on my part. I can see it just like it's like living, like looking at my computer monitor right now. And I'm not a psychotic, damn it. I've been in so many classified places, you wouldn't believe it. People say, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? It's called firsthand. I still have contacts inside the Pentagon. They're engineers, CENTCOM, and other people that listen to my show and send me stuff. You wouldn't believe the stuff I get. I mean, I can't even, someone is so far, I can't even bring it on air because people say, I know you. I thought he was a bit crazy. Now I know he's a nut. I don't want to hear any more from him. But even if it saves my life from cancer or arthritis, I'd rather not hear the truth about, say, his advocates and Kelby, because I think Deagle's a nut. Either that, or he's so smart, he must be either an alien or one idiot wrote a book back after I traveled to the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel. They wrote a very documented book that was my family history, ontology, and everything, that I'm the Antichrist. What a stupid SOB. I'm a fallen Christian saved by grace and by the blood of Yeshua Jesus. Period. And believe me, this, because I'm more talented and more determined than most, doesn't make me an arrogant SOB. I'm humble, believe me. Even though I'm talented, I'm very humble. God has humbled me by my physical issues and by the horror of the things that I've seen and participated and even done evil myself. Okay? So people need to understand that. They need to stop trying to attack the messenger when the message is too scary. Right? Stop it. And be brave. You don't call that number. If you think, well, I'm afraid to call. Don't be afraid. I'm not mean. But if you start doing things like saying something that's completely wrong, I want to hear your dialogue. You can be a grandma with, you know, three grandkids. And if you've got a good argument, I don't care if you've got grade six. But if you start saying things that are stupid or inane or dangerous or start getting high on your horse, I'm going to take you off your horse and I'm going to give you an intellectual beating. It's going to be very unpleasant and I will leave a mark. And I'm the master of mixed mental martial arts. I'm like a 12th level mental ninja. All right? You're not going to mess with Deagle, okay? That's why I was called in prophecy 2,000 years ago to come in the name and the operation of Moshe, Moses. The word Moses like Jones. Moses was supposed to be the next Pharaoh, even though he was adopted. You know that, right? His name wasn't Moses. It means he's like Tut Moses, this Moses, that Moses. It means he was the next designated Pharaoh because he was so smart and talented. He was a doctor, a general, a surgeon, and a philosopher. He wrote the Pentateuch under the order directly by the Most High God, face to face, mouth to mouth, eye to eye, as he said to even his brother Aaron and his sister Miriam. And when they came against him, Miriam was stricken with leprosy. And it was only when he took her hand with leprosy and put it inside his garment after a week of being outside the camp that God healed her. You got to understand that. Who the hell is Deagle? I'm one of your last tickets to salvation, man. Our civilization is dying and they don't even realize that the body is cold, the heart has stopped, the eyes are glistening, and the body of politic of society is moribund, isn't it?
It's horrible, man. We're so dead.
And the worst part of all are people that say they're Christians. I can better deal with the full-force Luciferian atheist or transhumanist than I can with a lot of the Christians. Because they think, well, my pastor wouldn't agree with you. It's not a matter of agreeing. Do you think someone with a prophetic calling has to agree with a pastor? Are you kidding me? And by the way, there's no such thing as I got special knowledge. No. No scripture is a private interpretation, 2 Peter 2:10. The fact is, if it doesn't fold a muster of logic, like you have logic behind all your videos on property rights and whatever, this isn't open to anybody's damned opinion. It's just the ugly, ugly facts, isn't it? Ugly. Damn it. So ugly. It's like taking the guy in from North Korea and realizing he's probably underweight because he's got a foot-long parasite in his guts. And he's not been eating a good meal for 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. They actually tell these guys to go forage because they can't even feed their army. 2 million-man army in North Korea. So if you get one of these guys that gets across the demilitarized zone, and I have friends in South Korea, these people are, they've literally been in the bowels of Hades in North Korea. Well, our churches, our politicians, let's look at what's going on in the public dialogue, and even with the Democrats and the Republicans that stab Trump in the back like Ryan. His father... His father-in-law actually set up the Special Activity Division headquarters in the University of Oklahoma. Did you know that?
No.
No wonder he's not helping Trump. He's trying to see which way should I stick the knife, between your ribs or right down your throat. Right?
Wow.
Oh, no. Look at all the things he could have done to try to help Trump to get legislation through to fix health care and everything else. Why do you think they lost the House? Because of people like Ryan and John McInsane, who actually took selfie pictures with the ISIS in 2009 before he croaked from a brain tumor, you know. As they say, he had a soul tumor first before he got a multicentric astroglioma that took him and Biden's son from the same freaking type of tumor. Probably because he had a cell phone on the side of his head while he's talking to his devils. Cooking your neurons, right? People say, Dr. Deagle, you got a bad attitude. He said, you have no idea how bad. I love humanity. I don't care if you're, even if you're a doer of evil, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for Hillary Clinton. I'm praying for John Podesta. I'm praying for Barack Obama, some bitch. I'm required to pray for my brothers and sisters that are lost. Believe me, the devil shakes in his boots when he hears my name. Believe me, he takes me seriously. Because when I am brought home someday, and I will, God's going to take me home. He's going to say, you know, well, good, done, servant, because you had Kelby Smith on your show. You got people out of Babylon. You got people out of the big cities. You got them to survive so there's a remnant of humanity that's decent so the Edenic covenant can be reestablished on earth. Believe me, I will do the last thing, the last oxygen molecule leaving my body. I will do the will of the Most High God. I have done evil in the sight of the Creator, and I will never do it again. Never. And I want people to understand, this is not a show where, oh, well, I think that's just your opinion, Dr. Deagle. You need to take this to the bank like you'd read your Bible, that what we're bringing on the show is the ultimate truth. And if you don't believe that, you're in one of the condemned. If you don't think, you know, oh, well, don't worry, 5 years from now, my kid can order a special helmet and play Jumanji. No. If you don't get out of the corporate structure with the way they're cinching down on us with this commission in Europe and all the things going on, we're screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military, aren't we?
I have a question for you. Do you hang on to what you did in the past?
No, I don't. You know why? Yeah, I don't hang on to it. You know, I don't hang on to any of the evil things. You know why? You know why? Because I accept the blood of Yeshua.
Okay.
I accept the fact that, and by the way, repentance isn't just a one-time thing like Kol Nidre or Yom Kippur. Repentance is something that although you know you're forgiven, you must stand against that sin forever, whether it's abortion in my case or you know, being recruited to actually try to cover things up, like Oklahoma City, which I didn't do. And by the way, you can be forced to do it. When I was pro-life and my first wife was dying of MS, and they told me if she didn't have an abortion with stage 5 of rapidly progressing MS, she was going to die in pregnancy, I reluctantly signed it and it destroyed her. And when I was required as part of my residency to do abortions on Friday with Dr. Mata, I was a very efficient surgeon. He wanted me to take over the, become a senior resident, take over the abortuary in southern Alberta, and he already had $24 million in the bank. And the next week, the angel took care of me, all right, threw me against the wall after yelling at me 6 times, told me to bring the equipment in to save a baby that was going to be aborted. They lied on the paperwork that the baby was full term, and it wasn't. It was full term, and it was not over 20 weeks, because you weren't allowed to abort. And I saved that baby, and the surgeon tried to plunge a scalpel into my carotid artery and lacerate my neck and kill me in the operating room, and an orderly saved my life. So you need to understand who the hell Deagle is. You have no idea the hell that I've been through to save your soul from eternal perdition and to save our nation so we become a righteous nation again. That's why I call America Ephraim America. It has a chance to be righteous again. But when you look at the crazy Democrats,
you know the name
look
of the
Cuomo,
town the Republic was re-inhabited in 2010?
No, tell me.
Ephraim, Utah.
Ephraim, Utah.
Yeah. And that happens to be a prophecy in the Mormon faith. Not that I agree that Mormons can prophesy
let me explain things about Joseph Smith. I know all about, I had, when I bought my practice, I bought it from the Mormon prophet's daughter's husband's brother. Okay? I had 22,000 Mormons, plus. Because I wasn't a Mormon, I lost 4,000, but I learned everything, including the evil stuff. Every religious group on earth gets some fraction of prophecy, even a shaman from South Africa. And you can get some truth mixed with a lot of lies. In fact, the worst form of truth is truth mixed with lies. You swallow the whole thing like, you know, God, our God is was raised up on Kolob in the star system, and he became the God of our world. What a lie. But we are destined collectively as a human race to become the bride of the Most High. The everlasting bride is not an individual. It's us collectively. So when we are trillions and quadrillions of humans spreading across the cosmos, we become the living, everlasting bride of the Eternal One, the Creator of the universe.
Right.
It's not Mormonism. So they can have a tiny fragment of truth, but the fact is they pervert it so they can have more people sucked into their lies. Dr. Deagle's well beyond that now. Okay? And you can have a shaman that can prophesy. I had, before I became a believer, back in 1980, I'd have people come in and say, oh, you should go to this guy in the Philippines, and he can actually pull their tumors out. So some people didn't want to go for cancer treatment. They go to the Philippines from Calgary, Alberta, because they had money, and some shaman would actually do some weird ceremony and pull their cancer right out of their body with his hands. If you don't think evil can do stuff, you're an idiot. Yeah, evil can do stuff. They can perform magic and wonders and before the population, before the Most High God, but it's a lie. You need to understand that. And believe me, we who lead are under great attack right now. Pray for me. Pray for Kelby. Pray for America. Pray for the human race and all those fallen evil ones that are the top minions.
Thank you, brother.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.